Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Jennifer Bauer. She is the Projects Coordinator for Mental Health Estuary, and today she will be talking about the Hugs Campaign, the health booklets, and an upcoming virtual workshop. We will hear the song called My World by Calum Scott first. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12.
I'm talking my sleep every night and think of the wrongs I'd make right so I can give you my all undivided. Oh, it's true, I don't know what else I would do if life tried to take me from you. Oh, I promise I'd never stop fighting. Oh, I'll try my best to give you the best of me until there's nothing left. Give everything and nothing less to you. All the words I regret, all the things that we shouldn't have said. It's where we're going, not where we've been. Hoping on I wouldn't change a thing. I pull down the moon, I'd go to space, to the end of the universe. I wouldn't hesitate just to make you see that you got all of me. And you are my world. You are my world. I can't stand hear me so hard avalanche. Knock me off my feet, I can't dance. Forever my
Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health Estuary. She's the Projects Coordinator for Mental Health Estuary to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, Mental Health Estuary, your office is located at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. You're a nonprofit organization. You've been around since 2005, I believe, and your organization is committed to helping English-speaking people of the Estuary and the surrounding area manage the impact of mental illness by providing support, information, and education to families and individuals.
Exactly, yes. And you mentioned 2005, mm-hmm. which will mean in 2025, it's going to be 20 years that we're here. So we're really excited.
It is exciting. It's a wonderful, wonderful nonprofit organization for the community. So important.
Thank you so much.
And today, I guess we're talking about hugs. We're talking about the health booklets and another event coming up. It's a virtual online workshop that will be coming up on the 20th of November. So the Hugs campaign, you've just launched it for this year. Would you like to talk about that, Jennifer?
Yes. So it just launched this week. So it runs every single year from November all the way to March. So we collect hugs, essentially. So hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, as well as other warm winter clothing, which we then donate to local resources that are offering services to those experiencing homelessness. We also collect toiletry items, and we ask whether it's clothes or toiletry items that they are new as much as possible. There's a few reasons for that. One of them is we really want these to be gifts that we give directly to someone that is in need, but also for sanitary reasons too, to make sure that whatever we give is in good condition and will be the best gift possible to the individual. So it just started, and we're welcoming donations. I think a question we obviously have is how to drop off items. And so if you're dropping off clothes or toiletry items just outside of our offices, we have two beige bins, which are labeled hugs. You can just drop off the items there. We bring them inside. Sometimes individuals prefer to meet someone in person. That's great. Give us a call, send us an email, and we'll set up a meeting to exchange the items. And the other piece is a lot of individuals prefer to give monetary donations, which is fantastic as well. And you can do so online on our website. Just make sure to select hugs when you do your donation. And you can also mail in a check or drop it off in person directly to a staff member. Never put them in the bins, but directly to a staff member for the donations. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a really well-organized way of doing it. Now, very important that the items are new. What types of items are the most in need?
Always hats, gloves, scarves are always very much in need. We always ask because more individuals that come to, for example, the shelters, or more individuals experiencing homelessness do tend to be men. So we do ask for items to be larger sizes. And even for women, it's better if they're larger sizes because they can layer as well for the winter season. We ask for more neutral colors as well. Coats, warm winter coats are always welcome. Obviously, purchasing a winter coat is very expensive. So it could be a gently used winter coat, something that's been sitting in your closet for a long time, but in really good condition. Winter boots as well are really welcome. And toiletry items. So toiletry items, we are putting together toiletry kits. And so new toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorants, everything new in terms of toiletries is very welcome. And the shelter also mentioned two other things. One is warmers. So those little hot patches you can put in your hands or in your boots are very, very welcome as well as feminine hygiene products. They always need those as well too. So all of those are very welcome and very much in need.
Okay, that's great. Now the Hugs campaign, it runs until March, I believe.
Yes, exactly. So normally all the way to about mid of December, we collect items. Those items will be packaged more in kind of holiday packaging. And the reason for that is some of the resources will do holiday parties. So it's an opportunity to give gifts during that period. But we continue collecting items all the way to March. Always to note that during kind of the Christmas season, the 2 weeks, like last week of December, first week of January, we're usually closed. So we ask everyone to hold on to those donations during that time. But as soon as we're open back in January, we keep receiving donations and we'll go and deliver them to those organizations.
Okay, that's wonderful. Has the response from the community been good in the last few years?
For Hugs, which has been around as long as MAT has been around, has always been a wonderful, overwhelming, positive response. Even this year, actually, I hadn't even started the campaign, and we had Hugs donations waiting for us on our steps when we came to the office the last couple weeks. So it's been, the community always shows up for Hugs. And we have what I usually call our regulars. So those that will donate every single year, they'll knit items every single year for us. And they're always ready to donate them even before the campaign starts. So we are extremely, extremely lucky by and just touched by the generosity of the community. For me, I've been running the campaign for a little bit now, and it's one of my favorite things that I do, my favorite projects that I do. And it's just because of the community and how it comes together and how, again, the generosity. And I'm super thankful. So a very big thank you for everyone that has donated and is thinking about donating. It's super appreciated.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Do you have any idea if homelessness is growing?
Well, we've seen articles, we've seen statistics, we've seen research come out that unfortunately it is growing. It is still very much present. And we know it's something that's not just in Esprit, but it's something that's everywhere. So we know it's present. We know that individuals do struggle a bit more through the winter season. So the Hugs campaign is hopefully one way that we can help those individuals just navigate a little bit that season a little bit better and be a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it's an area where we can help too. It's not something that we can just watch and say we can't do anything about it. So that makes people really feel good inside too.
Absolutely.
Anything else about the Hugs campaign, rather?
If ever anyone has questions or they want to set up an in-person appointment to drop off monetary donations or items, you can call us. So 815-655-377, or you can actually email me directly at projects@mentalhealthesprit.com, and I would be super happy to answer any inquiries that anyone has.
Okay, that's great. Good. And I noticed you wanted to also discuss the health booklets. That's exciting.
Yes. So we have actually a couple of booklets, which I'm hoping to just mention. So everyone knows that all the booklets we have are available in print and digitally on our websites and social media. So our booklet that launched just recently in the beginning of October is our mental health resources in Estrie. It's for both, for all of Estrie, that includes La Pommeraye and Oyamaska. And it's a resource guide. It's all in English. It's completely free. And it includes really important information. So right at the beginning, when you turn and open the page, it's all the crisis lines, like 811, FO Santé, suicide crisis line. So right away, you have those important resources at your fingertips. And as you kind of go through the booklet, you'll see that there's resources for mental health in terms of the regional services, so those that serve the entire of Estrie region, and then the more local resources, so those that will serve each MRC individually. And so all that is detailed with what those organizations offer and the contact information. Most of these resources will have at least one of their services in English or bilingually. Because services obviously change all the time, we always encourage everyone to give that resource a call and just validate that information. But normally everything in here will at least be accessible in English or part of it in English, which is really interesting and exciting. And then at the end of the booklet, we have a little bit more information about a user of social and health services. What are your rights? So a reminder that you do have rights, and if ever you're dissatisfied or even satisfied with the system, there's also explanation of how you can submit kind of a complaint anonymously as well. So there's that process that's explained too throughout the booklet.
Okay.
So that's the Guide to Mental Health Resources booklet. And then we have our other one. And I should mention that the Guide to Mental Health Resources was a partnership with Vent Over Tea. So we're tremendously lucky to have worked with them. And then our other guide was actually a partnership with Townshippers at Townshippers Association. And it's Let's Talk About Grief. Grief is a topic that has been very present, especially during the pandemic and post-pandemic. And so we came out with a booklet as well, in print and digital, that's available to anyone. It's in English. It provides just information about grief. What is grief? What does it look like? How can we cope with grief? And then a list of resources that are available in Esprit and online as well, too. And the exciting piece about this is we have another booklet coming out brand new in the new year, another partnership with Townshipper Association. And it's essentially a grief booklet, but for parents and caregivers of young ones, of children, of youth, that they themselves are struggling with grief. it looks very different in children. So how can parents help their children that are grieving? What symptoms can they look out for? What are some of the worries that children have that maybe adults don't have? And how can you just help them cope through that grief process that they're going through? So that's coming out in the new year. So I just want to put that out there so everyone can keep an eye on it. And again, digital copies and print copies are both available for all of our guides.
Okay, such a wonderful project, such important information for everybody to have.
Yes, thank you so much. And we're really excited about the partnerships we've had to create the guides as well, too. And the response for all of these guides has been really positive. So it seems like we're meeting a need in the community. And so we're really proud of our guides. And we really hope that anyone that would like a guide, they can reach out to us and we can get guides to them. Even organizations, if they want a few guides for their members, we can create a package for them and deliver to them. That's not a problem.
Okay, that is great. Good. Excellent work on those booklets. That's just a wealth of information for people.
Thank you.
Anything else about the booklets?
No, I think those would be. I think that would be what I would. I would just like to share about the booklets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have an event coming up in the near future. You wanted to mention, Jennifer?
Yes. So as you mentioned earlier, we do have a lot of different services, and one of our services is educational workshops. So for myself, I usually create workshops and then go out in the community or organizations and deliver the workshop. But we also have our outreach coordinator, Emily, who hosts professionals in their field and who will speak on a particular topic on their expertise. And so we have the pleasure of welcoming a guest speaker on Wednesday, November 20th at 6:30 p.m. all the way to 8:30 p.m. This is a virtual event. It's in English. It's free. It's open to everyone in the community. And the guest speaker is Risha Dave. She's actually a former employee of Mental Health SP, which is really exciting. But she's also a registered psychotherapist. She's a Canadian certified counselor. And she's going to actually talk on the topic of setting better boundaries to improve your relationship with yourself and with others. And so she'll talk about different types of boundaries, the benefits of setting boundaries and what to expect when you set boundaries. And she'll also do some more practical exercises and activities with the participants during the workshop. And so anyone that would like to register, you can call us or email us and we can register you, or we can email you the registration link. You can also find the link on our social media pages as well. And for everything that I've been talking about, I know it's a lot of information. So if ever you wanted to be kind of kept in the loop of what's happening and reminders, you can join actually our mailing list. And so all you have to do is message or email Emily at outreach@mentalhealthhistory.com. And then you'll automatically receive all of this information and all of the reminders as well, too.
Okay, that is really great. Now the phone number again to reach Emily?
Yes, so I will give out the general phone number and then you can ask to speak with Emily. So 819-565-3777. And to reach Emily more directly by email, it's outreach@mentalhealthsp.com. And she would be able to sign you up for the workshop. She can send you an email with the link. She can add you to our mailing list. That's the best way to get in touch.
Okay, that's great. Now, you have a website too?
Yes, we have our website, which is www.mentalhealthhistory.com. And on the website, you will find our booklet. You'll also find other resources, infographics that we've created in-house. So infographics on different, for example, mental illnesses or mental health. And so it provides a lot of information and you can download those very easily, even though we do have them in print at the office. And you also have information about upcoming events as well, too. And obviously, there's a donation page I mentioned earlier where you can donate to HUGS as well, too. So that's our website. And we have our social media as well, too. There's our Facebook page, Mental Health History, and Instagram as well, at Mental Health History.
Okay, lots of ways to get in touch with you. People can become a member, I noticed, also on the website?
Yes, absolutely. So all of our services are free. So you can access any of our services. There's no cost. But if you would like to become a member, you're more than welcome to do so. So it's $10 per year. And you can pay your membership online. You can write a check to Mental Health SP. We really need the specification that it's for a membership. And the membership essentially is a donation to Mental Health SP. It allows us to stay open. It allows us to continue our services and add new services as well. So there is no obligation, but some individuals are very interested. So they can go on our website or give us a call, and we're happy to help them fill out the membership forms.
Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else that we left out, Jennifer?
I think those are the big things, hugs, booklets, and upcoming virtual workshops. But we always have new things coming out, new projects, new workshops. So if anyone wants to keep up to date, as mentioned, social media, website, or mailing list, those would be the biggest things for the fall season.
Okay, definitely. We'll have to do some more interviews in the future. you're definitely always doing so much for the community. So Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health Estrie, she's the projects coordinator for Mental Health Estrie. And we thank you very much and all the best on all the projects, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Maureen, for having me. And I wish you a good fall season.
And you too. Thanks very much again.
Rumors going all over town, can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
From Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody, here on The Townships at 12. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on The Townships at 12.
Hugs is back. From November to March, Mental Health Estrie is accepting Hugs, H-U-G-S,
hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm items of clothing. These are then donated to local resources offering services to those experiencing homelessness. Monetary donations are also accepted through the website and by check. Please make checks payable to Mental Health Estrie and indicate HUGS Hugs on the memo line. Items can be dropped off directly at their office in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. Alternately, an in-person appointment can be scheduled to drop off items or a check. For more information, 819-565-3777 or projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. Mental Health Estrie, MHE, invites you to attend Setting Better Boundaries to Improve Relationships with Self and Others with Risha Dave, registered psychotherapist, Canadian certified counselor, and former MHE employee. What you will take away from this workshop: different types of boundaries, benefits of setting boundaries, what to expect when setting boundaries, and more. This free virtual workshop is open to all and takes place in English. Join them on Zoom Wednesday, November 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information or to register, please visit their Facebook page or Instagram pages. Email outreach@mentalhealthestrie.com or call them 819-565-2388. There will be a Christmas market sponsored by the Lennoxville Farmers Market that will be happening on November 30th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lennoxville United Church, 6 Church Street in Sherbrooke. There will be a dance at the ANAF, The Hut, coming up on November 23rd. The band will be Slightly Haggard, starts at 8 p.m. You must be 18 years and over. The Hut is located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke. There will be a delicious brunch served at The Hut on November 17th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Everyone is welcome, admission charged. Lennoxville United Church Christmas Bazaar coming up on November 16th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lennoxville United Church located at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. The Lennoxville United Church Women, UCW, invite you to get into the Christmas spirit as you browse the sales tables that they will offer with an assortment of Christmas goodies and gifts. Bake table, large assortment of homemade baked goods, Christmas fruit cakes, homemade donuts, candy table, a wish table, knitting, woodworking, silent auction, fish pond, and attic treasures. Join them in the lower hall for a snack of fresh homemade biscuits, plain or cheese, homemade jams and jellies, and tea and coffee. Again, that's November 16th, Lennoxville United Church, 6 Church Street in Lennoxville, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Secret Santa campaign is on. The Secret Santa campaign pairs kids of all ages with community sponsors, so no one goes without this holiday season. Option 1. You are paired with one or multiple children and shop for items on their wish list. Option 2. Donate. If you don't have time or don't like to shop, write them a check and they will do the shopping. This is sponsored by the Lennoxville and District Women's Center. You can contact them at 819-564-6626 or email info@ldwc.ca. To donate, send checks to Lennoxville and District Women's Center, 175 Queen Street, Suite 203, in Sherbrooke. Charitable tax receipts are available for monetary donations. The campaign runs from November 11th to December 10th. Colby Curtis Museum Holiday High Tea happens on Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's $35. On the menu, the traditional cucumber sandwiches, scones with Devonshire-style cream and jam, accompanied by other seasonal savory and sweet treats. You will also be served the Colby Curtis blend of tea and have an option of specialty drink. To book a table, www.colbycurtis.ca. Lots of activities coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. It's a crazy quilt workshop happening on November 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free in collaboration with the participants of the Caregivers Exhibit. They will be creating a communal quilt made out of various textiles and fiber arts. They are creating a multi-textile quilt over the next few months. All types of crafts are included: knitting, crochet, hand sewing, hand quilting, embroidering, etc. All levels are welcome. They encourage sharing of knowledge and skills. Materials are provided, but feel free to bring things to add to your experience. Visit the website www.colbycurtis.ca. Ice Candles and Wreaths, Wednesday, November 27th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Colby Curtis Museum. It is free. In collaboration with the participants of their caregivers exhibit, they will be making ice candles and table wreaths. All levels are welcome and the materials are provided. Visit the website www.colbycurtis.ca. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health Estuary. She's the project coordinator, and we'll close the first half of the show today with a song from Kat Dion, Buy Me Roses. We'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard, and we'll be right back for the second half of the Townships at 12. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM.
I've done what I've told you a thousand times. Boy, if you want my love, you gotta try. It hurts to think that things won't change. My patience is my virtue and my crime. My efforts all in vain, I'm compromised. I want the hope that things can change.